you had all those fun slash crazy drills you had during OTs and all that. Do you have anything for getting ready for 0 degrees?
I think coach takes care of it. I'm sticking us outside for practice. So,
how do you guys catch up to that?
Good, good. I mean, I think that, you know, that's really good for us to get out there and experience it. You know what I mean? There's no other way to simulate that other than being in it, for sure. So I think doing it last week before going into this past game helped, and hopefully it helps again.
What enabled Devontae to have such a big game against these guys the first time around?
Well, I think it's just, you know, as we've talked before, him sticking to his plan, having a plan, and then him believing in himself, being aggressive, taking advantage of what came. And I mean, the guy, he attacked the ball the first time, and then when he got the ball in his hand, he was relentless. I mean, we preach every day, run after catch, and I think he exemplified that game more than any.
Luke, have you seen teams cover your top receivers? Is it 1 week does maybe the number one corner go to Jordy, next week Devontae, or has it been pretty consistent?
It's been pretty consistent. I think that, you know, last time we played the Bears, Porter traveled with Jordy. You know, last week they didn't travel, and then at the last drive they did travel with Devontae. So I think teams are just going to, you know, it's going to be different every week. I think that, you know, the nice thing is I think we got production across the board now, so that helps. And, you know, Aaron's doing a great job of distributing it to everybody. So, you know, we got Cookie back and Rich and, you know, Ty to the backfield and have the, you know, Randall and Tay and Jordy. It makes it a little bit harder, I think, on defenses, and they usually just stay true to who they are.
Hey, Luke, with that end around with Janice, how long are you holding on to that? What did you think of the production the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've practiced since, you know, even the off season or whatever, and the timing was right. You know, we hit it against Houston, and the moment struck again. You know, when Brett was back in the game, and we had the opportunity to do it again, and, you know, Mike saw that and dialed it up again, and, you know, Jeff did a better job this time and made the most of it, and Devontae and Jordy had two really good blocks to help spring them in.
Well, you've only a little bit that you were able to work with receivers last year. When you look at Randall, what has he kind of been like to coach? And what is his voice kind of mean in your room in terms of what he
Yeah, more so than a voice, I think his approach is so impressive. I mean, he is, like I've said it before, he is a tough SOB now. I mean, he is focused, he is driven, and, you know, whatever it is that drives him, whether, you know, he overcomes whatever he's overcome or a little man thing or whatever it is, he is a tough guy, and he's just someone you want to follow, I think, as much as anything. And then for the young receivers to see his approach and his study habits and his demeanor, I think that you know, that enables a Trevor Davis, a Geronimo, Jeff Janis, all those guys to see how it's done. You know, him and Jordy do a great job of exemplifying that every day. So, yeah, he doesn't even have to say anything, but he does also do a great job of helping those guys and leading those guys and setting the expectations, you know, and kind of laying out, this is my approach, this is the way I do it, this is why I do it. And I think it really helps those young guys. You can see their progress as the season's gone.
Is there any reason why Jordy excels in the red zone?
He's pretty good. No, I mean, he's a smart player. He's got great instincts, and he catches the ball really well. I mean, all those things are really important in those tight windows, those tight spaces. And then obviously the time that he's spent with Aaron, I'm sure, is as much as anything. Their experience of knowing where each other are going to be, when they're going to be there, and how the kind of what kind of ball to expect. When you get down there, things are tight, and sometimes people react a little bit different than maybe you prepared. And to be able to counteract that quickly is something that Jordy does a very good job of.
Well, Aaron, after the game, was pointing to that touchdown that Jordy scored last week, where in the middle of a row, Jordy pointed to a spot. Is that a unique thing, or is that something pretty common? You guys have all sorts of different subtle languages that kind of to that.
Well, I did that when I was like 10, and I told my buddy to throw it over here, right? I mean, that's what that reminded me of. It was just an instinctual football player making, you know, two guys that have probably done that a bunch of times on a practice field, and being able to recognize that he was. I mean, he didn't say, like, hey, throw it over here, but he just put a hand, and And Aaron recognized it and put it to the spot. And Jordy did a great job being patient, letting the ball be thrown, and then go and attack it. And he attacked it. So I think it's that relationship with, I think, Jordy's unique instincts that make it special.
Players in the red zone can't just go off and do whatever they want for spacing purposes, but does Jordy have the ability or the license to bend his routes or move things a little bit based on what he sees from the defense if he doesn't want to run exactly what the pattern was because he sees something else?
I wouldn't take it that far, but I would take it that we have a lot of things that we do are based upon a leverage or based upon what the coverage is presented. So someone who's done the route as many times as he has does probably a better job than most of identifying and recognizing that sooner, and he does as good a job as anybody I've ever been around at quickly identifying those types of things.